On today's Kids Corner, the gang is headed back to Tyrene after helping flood-ravaged Cayman City when they find out something new about Cammy.
The time spent was crazy bad, Chisel. The carometer's off the chain.
Oh, word!
Girl, your conversation's shining like a bling on my brain, girl. Go ahead. You're insane.
We're Chisel, Definizzo.
What? Cammy? How do you...
Time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
It's hard to believe that it's only been a few days since Liz, his dad, and friends arrived in Cayman City to help those who were trapped in the Great Flood. After clearing a blocked drain and being swept under the city by the rushing water, Maury and Liz are safe, and the city is well on its way to getting back to normal. Now it's time for everyone to head back to Tyrene.
Well, the bus is just about ready to go, and I just want to say how much we appreciate all of you coming to help us out when we needed it most.
Oh,
and, Liz?
Yes, sir?
Try to stay away from storm drains for a while.
No worries, I promise.
Same here.
Word up, Liz. Phone call for you.
Phone call for me?
Yeah.
Oh. Hello?
Hello, Liz. This is Rita Jennings, CCN News.
Oh, hello, Miss Jennings.
I was hoping to catch you before you and your friends left. I want to let you know that your on-the-spot interview yesterday had the highest rating of any newscast during this entire disaster. We've placed clips of the video on the CCN website, and we're getting thousands of hits every hour. You're making quite an impression.
Well, it wasn't anything special. I just told you about what happened to Maury and me.
But you told it in a way that was very honest about your faith in God. I think that's why all those lizards want to hear more. It was great meeting you and hearing your inspiring story, Liz. Take care. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wowie kazowie. Rita Jennings, CCN News, called you on the phone.
Uh-huh.
What did she say?
Yeah. Evidently, my interview on CCN yesterday got really high ratings.
Oh, wow.
They've even posted it online, and lots of lizards are downloading it off the CCN website.
That's
great. Wow. Celebrity. Can I have your autograph?
Maury, all I managed to do was to get you and me washed into the sewer.
Well.
This is really embarrassing. I'm not a hero.
Oh,
I haven't done anything to deserve all of this.
Now, Liz, I think you've done plenty.
No.
You may not realize it now, but I think over time it will become clear to you.
Whatever.
Well, listen, I've got to run. Thank you all for coming down here. It was great to getting to know all of you folks.
Bye, Shorty. Bye-bye.
Hey, before you split back to your hood, I want to say you peeps were good. Getting tight with you was all the neck, so peace out. Later. Holla back.
Before you ask, Cammy, Shizzle says that before we go back home, he wants us to know he really likes us. He wishes us the best and wants to keep in touch from time to time.
Yeah!
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
We really appreciate you too, Shizzle.
Oh, yeah.
And everything you did to help us while we were here.
Words.
The time spent was crazy bad, Shizzle. The carometer's off the chain.
Word!
Girl, your conversation's shining like the bling on my ring, girl. Go ahead. You're insane.
We're Shizzle, Definizzo.
What? Cammy, how do you...
I pride myself on being a quick study. The key to Shizzle speak is a reliance on the Izzle infix, along with the hyperbolic use of synonyms and antonyms.
Word, girl!
I find the etymology of linguistic expression to be a fascinating discipline.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh, is it too late? Have they left yet?
Nessie!
Oh, praise the Lord, I have a chance to see you boys one more time before you leave. Thank you. Thank you so much for helping a poor old lady in her distress.
Oh, it was our pleasure, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, Cammy,
yes?
Lucille, this is Nessie.
Oh, hi.
Maury and I brought supplies to her when the flood was still high.
Yeah.
Very pleased to meet you, ma'am.
Likewise.
The Lord bless each one of you for coming to help us. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Nessie. Are you going to be okay?
Well, it is going to be a while before my house is back in tip-top shape.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Oh, my poor little rose garden.
Oh, yeah, that'll take a while.
But my Lord is good, and he gives me strength, and he takes care of me. Oh, goodbye, everybody. God bless you.
Bye, Nessie.
Nice to meet you.
Well, guys, we're ready to roll back to Tureen.
Oh, hi.
Hey, hi. Hi.
Now, it wasn't all that long ago that I was bringing you guys here to Cayman City. You're all a great bunch of kids. It's my privilege to drive you back to Tureen. And Liz, you especially encouraged my heart during a tough time for me. And for that, I want to thank you.
Thanks, Eddie.
Thanks again to all you guys. All aboard!
Yeah, bye. 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 Bye.
Well, Liz, this has been quite an adventure. And I thank God that you and Maury weren't seriously hurt going down into that drain.
Oh, yeah. Dad, about that drain.
Yes?
You, remember that watch you gave me before we came down here?
You mean my grandfather's pocket watch?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
It sort of, got lost when the boat went into the drain. Dad, I'm so sorry. I feel terrible about it. I'll do anything to make it up to you.
Oh, Liz, you're safe. And that more than makes up for losing the watch. Don't worry about it.
Oh, but Dad, Great-Grandpa did something heroic, and he passed it on to Grandpa, who passed it on to you when you each learned an important lesson.
It's true.
Not only do I not feel like I learned anything, but I had to go and lose the watch.
Well, I think you're just not paying enough attention.
What do you mean?
Well, just before we got on this bus, for instance, several people sought you out to tell you how your actions had an impact on them.
Yeah, but...
If you had done anything else besides what you thought God wanted you to do, those things never would have happened.
Well, I don't know, Dad. Maybe I'll... Oh, no.
What?
No, not again.
What's the matter, Liz?
Well, here, between the bus seat and the window. It's a piece of paper. It's another note.
Oh, you've gotten quite a few of those over the past few days. What does this one say?
It says... A hero may doubt himself, but he fully trusts in God.
Huh.
Man, who's writing these things? And how come they know so much about what's going on?
Fully trusts in God.
Yeah.
You know, that reminds me of a couple of Bible verses.
Oh.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths.
Well, that's great, Dad, but what does that have to do with me not feeling heroic?
Well, I've noticed over the last few days that there have been times when you've trusted in God to help you. But there were also times when you've trusted too much in your own abilities.
Yeah.
A true hero for God puts all of his or her trust in what God can accomplish and leaves the results up to Him.
I don't know, Dad. Maybe after I have time to think about it, this will all start to make sense. Oh, man, I'm so tired. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Too much excitement, I guess.
Well, I tried to get some sleep now, Liz. I have a feeling all this attention is not going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah. Well, this time, I'm not going to fight to stay awake.
Good.
Hey, Dad. Do you really think God used me? Even if I didn't get to do anything heroic?
Yes, Liz. I really do think so.
At KidsCorner.net, we believe that the Bible is one big story about God's love for His people.
You and I are part of God's big story.
So we've created this Bible study for kids and their families to learn that story.
Today, we call that story the Bible.
Watch each of the 7 animated videos and take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible.
Let's start your journey through the Bible together.
Complete the Bible study and you'll receive a free printable God's Big Story comic book.
Okay.
If it's your first time learning about the Bible, don't worry.
The Bible seems so huge.
There's lots of help along the way. And if you've read Bible stories before, you'll enjoy discovering even more about God's love for His people and you.
Okay, then we're God's people too?
Go to KidsCorner.net and click on the God's Big Story Bible Study. Learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free from KidsCorner.net.
Unknown to everyone on the bus, the town of Tureen was putting the final touches on a surprise welcome home celebration for Liz and his friends.
Everything is just about in place, Mr. Mayor.
Excellent! Excellent!
How is the platform for which I will deliver my Hero of Turin speech and present the key to the town to young Mr. Lacerda?
Duly prepped and decorated, sir.
And the school marching band that will play the Hero's March?
In full dress uniform and ready to play on cue.
And how about the confetti blizzard for when Lizarardo Lacerda exits the bus?
The confetti cannons are primed and ready, sir.
Good. And how about the Air Force fighter jets performing a flyover at the conclusion of my speech?
Dear Mr. Mayor, I'm afraid that I wasn't...
No. I'm just kidding about the fighter jets. So when will the bus arrive from Cayman City?
It should be here any minute, sir.
Almost there, everyone. Wait a second. Would you look at that?
What is it, Eddie?
Looks like Tareen has planned a little welcome home party for you folks.
Oh, kazowie cool. For us.
Very impressive.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to Tareen, everyone. If you would please make your way to the platform, we have some chairs ready for you marked with your names.
Wow, this is quite a surprise. Thank you. Everyone can follow me.
Oh, wait. Would Mr. Lizarardo Lacerda please exit the bus last? And when you get to the door, please pause a second. We have a number of press photographers who would like to get your picture. Thank you so much.
Wait a minute. I really don't think I deserve all of this.
What? Come on, Liz. That's not like you. You love to be the center of attention.
You love being on center stage. What's wrong with you?
That's different. It's one thing to be the star of a play, but this is just embarrassing.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. I didn't do anything except break the rules and almost get us killed, Bree. Well. Just because it happened to turn out okay doesn't mean I'm a hero. I feel like a fraud.
Now, Liz, I understand how you're feeling.
Dad.
But it looks like the whole town's gone to a whole lot of trouble because they think that what you did deserves to be celebrated.
Oh, come on.
Now, do you really want to disappoint everyone?
All right. Let's go.
Good.
Oh, look. There they are!
Hey! Yay!
Wow, this is unreal.
We'd like to say a warm welcome home to the group that traveled to Cayman City to help the residents there in their time of deepest need. And we'd like to give a special welcome home to the hero of the flood, Lizarardo Lacerda. Come up to the platform, all of you.
Hey, how am I doing with my parade wave?
Oh, it looks just fine, Maury. All of this attention makes me feel so self-conscious.
Yeah, you and me both, Cammy.
Good citizens of Tareen, as your mayor, I am thrilled when I see us helping each other in our time of need.
Yeah.
Moreover, I am doubly thrilled when youngsters like these take it upon themselves to make a difference in the lives of others, as they have for the citizens of Cayman City. And it thrills me even more when one youth stands out from the crowd in an effort to serve others, going above and beyond what is asked and making a sacrifice of his own comfort and safety to assure the well-being of others. Therefore, it is my pleasure to announce that by the powers vested in me, that I hereby declare tomorrow to be designated Lizarardo Quintus Lacerda Day here in the town of Tareen. We shall celebrate the day with a parade in honor of the hero of Tareen and close the day's festivities with a dazzling fireworks display.
Now let's see what we can do about getting that fighter jet flyover.
Yes, sir.
It is my privilege to present to young Mr. Lacerda the key to Tareen. Please step forward to receive your honor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Perhaps our young hero has a few words for us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Come now. Don't be shy.
Hello, everybody. This really is a big honor, and I want to say thank you to everyone who worked so hard to make this happen.
Thank you, too!
but really, I don't deserve all this attention.
We love you, Liz!
I love you guys, too. I mean, my dad and my friends are just as responsible for us going down to Cayman City as I was, and I just happened to be there when the water drains broke free. Oh, trust me, Maury and I would have gladly avoided a trip into the sewer if we could have. So I guess all I wanted to do was to be where I thought God wanted me to be. And obviously things happened there according to his plan, though it sure wasn't my plan. well, thanks.
Thank you, Liz. Isn't it just like a hero to be modest? We'll all see you tomorrow at the parade and fireworks, everyone. Have a great day.
Lucille, Cammy, and Maury, I'm glad we got the chance to serve the Lord and the citizens of Cayman City together.
Yeah, that's right. Too.
Liz, I'm going to head home for now. I'll see you later, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Miss Lizarda.
Liz! Hey, Liz!
Oh, hey, Spy!
Hey. Oh, we heard that you came down with something the night before we left for Cayman City.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that you couldn't come with us.
But it looks like you're feeling a lot better now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm really sorry I couldn't make it. I couldn't believe it when I saw you on TV, Liz. Yeah. Man, that must have been really scary with you and Maury being lost under Cayman City like that.
Well, it was at first, but the more we thought about God being with us, the less scared we were.
Well, my dad says maybe we could take the last day of spring break to go to Lizardland. He thought maybe all you'd like to come with us.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
We'd love that.
I know the rides there are probably not quite as scary as being washed into the sewer.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Maury and I would take that any day.
Yeah, hey, I gotta go. See you guys later, okay?
Okay,
yeah,
bye.
Well. I hate to say it, but I never thought that any of you would come back to a welcome like this. You must think you're all a bunch of big shots now with that key to Tareen and everything.
What? No, Skink, we really don't. This is all pretty embarrassing, actually.
Yeah, I'm getting to that, Pete. Look, Lizarardo,
yeah.
I razzed you pretty good about wanting to go on this crazy trip to Cayman City.
Yeah, I know.
And then after seeing what happened, it makes me feel a little bad, but not too much. You got me? And that doesn't mean we're going to let you in the iguanas anytime soon. Understand?
Yeah, I understand. Thanks, Skink.
Now, come on, Pete. Let's go.
Oh, considering Skink's habitual demeanor, I would say that Liz made a considerable impact on his psyche to elicit even that lukewarm congratulatory missive.
Yeah.
Help.
Oh, she said it's not like Skink to act that way.
Correct.
Ah. Mm-hmm. I think I liked it better when I was helping Cammy understand Shizzle.
Well, now, there's the relief crew.
Hey, Grandpa.
Congratulations to all of you, especially you, Liz.
Oh, come on, not you too, Grandpa.
Oh, now, wait just a minute. I expected to see you a bit more joyful than this, returning from your hero mission, as you called it. But I see the same glum lizard I saw before you left. Now, correct me if I'm mistaken. Wasn't the reason you went down to Cayman City because you had some notion of coming back as some sort of hero?
Well, yeah. I mean, that was the point, really. Mm-hmm. That and helping the poor flooded-out lizards.
And from what I saw today of all these speeches and bands and shutterbugs and confetti, more than one person considers you to actually be a hero.
Well, that's what's so upsetting, Grandpa. I went down there to be a hero, yeah, but I didn't do anything heroic. And look at all this.
As I recall trying to tell you the night you heard about Cayman City on my radio, being a hero for God is not like being a television or comic book superhero.
I know, Grandpa.
God's heroes don't get their strength to do things from themselves. Mm-hmm. They get that strength from God himself.
I know.
They prepare themselves and put themselves in a place where God can use them.
Hmm.
And from what I can see, that's exactly what you did by going to Cayman City.
Okay, Grandpa, I get it. I do. I went to Cayman City because I wanted to do something for God. But I still don't understand how that makes me a hero, or even how God used me, for Pete's sake.
Okay, I know everything that happened was because you got out of the boat when you weren't supposed
to. Exactly.
God took that act and gave you the chance to tell people about him. Look at the hearts God touched through your willingness to serve, Liz.
What?
Like Eddie and Nessie and Rita Jennings, Shorty and Shizzle and Skink.
And Cammy.
And Lucille.
And Maury.
And Granny Gecko. And me. See what happens when you put things in God's hands? God multiplies your efforts in more ways you can even dream about.
Wow.
Sometimes you get the congratulations and the hand claps, but sometimes you don't. That doesn't make you any less a hero in God's eyes.
I see what you're saying, Grandpa. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Dad, I'm home!
Hi, Liz. Feeling any better about things?
Oh, a lot better.
Good.
Grandpa Noli reminded me about what it means to be God's kind of hero.
Oh, that's good. Hey, you have some mail.
Oh, cool.
Here's a telegram.
A telegram?
Mm-hmm.
You mean like in old movies and TV shows?
Yes.
Hey, cool. I didn't know they still had those.
Well, they must, because you've got one.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Read it.
Oh, it says it's from Cayman City. I wonder who it's from. Okay, it says, word up, Holmes. I've got a 411 for you.
Well, that sounds like it's from Shizzle.
Yeah. I got a chill in the grill for getting tight with you and your crew. I got news that's boss. That watch you lost, it's safe and sound because it's been found.
Wait, they found the watch?
Yeah, it was snagged in a filter and a little off kilter. We'll get it all fixed up in a day or two and then send it up special delivery for you.
Huh.
Meeting you was a thrill. You are seriously ill. Signed, Shizzle.
Huh, what do you know?
Seriously ill? I feel fine.
I think seriously ill is Shizzle speak for having earned his respect.
Oh. Oh, Dad, I am so glad they found the watch. Oh,
me too, Liz. Are you ready for the next piece of mail?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Well, I found this envelope on the front porch when I came home.
Oh, it's another note?
Just like the other notes that you've gotten?
Yeah, only this one's longer.
Okay.
Dear Liz, you've probably wondered what was up with all these notes. Mm. Yeah? Mm. I just want you to know that I've been watching how you live your life.
That's true.
You might make mistakes along the way, but you always learn from those mistakes and never give up trying to live for God.
Mm.
And for that, you are an inspiration. Mm. I believe in you. You have the heart of a hero, and you're a hero to me. Mm. Signed, you? Dad?
That's right, Liz. I wrote those notes.
But why?
Well, becoming God's kind of hero is something that you have to learn for yourself. But those notes were my way of helping you to keep going through the tough times.
Oh.
I'm proud of what you accomplished with God's help.
Wow, Dad, I don't know what to say.
Oh, you don't have to say anything, Liz. Just keep trusting in the Lord in everything you do.
Oh, I will.
Good.
So, Dad?
Yes, Liz?
You really think I'm a hero?
Even better than that, Liz.
Huh?
I think that you're God's kind of hero.
I will never leap up a tall building, and I will never fly. I'm pretty certain I can't outrun a bullet, no need to even try. If I forget about me and listen for God's call, can respond, leaning hard on God's power. I give that job my all. God's kind of hero knows the real source of his power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where he wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind of hero. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Liz and Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
T.
Today's show was written by Jim Jordan. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.